Chris, against Crawley. Let's start with the goal. What a goal from Jose Baxter. Well taken.
Yeah, it's an excellent goal. I mean, to be honest, probably out of our old team, you know, Jose is the one that you want in that position. But yeah, it's a fantastic finish. I think it's more of a midfield player's pass around the corner. The ease in which he put it in was remarkable, really. But yeah, great finish.
Good timing. They probably finished the first half just in front. If it was a boxing match, better side first half.
No, I wouldn't have said
chances created.
No, I think we felt that they finished the half better. I think we started the game bright, you know, which we should do, really, being at home. We spoke to the lads at half time about them finishing strong and probably coming out strong. We always know, kicking down the hill towards the cop, that we will create chances, you know. And I think in the end, you know, there's a little bit frustration in the stadium. You know, I think probably we did go in the corner a little too early and try and keep in the ball, but you know, I think there's a certain bit of nervousness. You know, we're after that first win at home, we're 1-0 up. And, you know, I think it's just the lads wanting to see the game through. And I think we've got to be a little bit cuter at times, keep the supporters with us, because there was a bit of frustration. But
was that a direct order then? Because you started doing it about 4 or 5 minutes from the end of the game, didn't you? Just staying down there, Davis and Murphy, keeping everybody penned in. I mean, it worked almost, apart from that corner at the end, I suppose. It worked to a T, didn't it?
Yeah, it did work, but no, it weren't a direct order. Obviously, it's something that we do talk about to see the game through, but that's obviously in the last minute, not the last 6 minutes. So, yeah, we understand the frustration from a few of the supporters late on, but I think that just comes from the nervousness of being 1-0 up, chasing that first victory at home. You know, it's a massive result, really, you know, to get two wins in a week, and we're on 6 points now. There's been a lot of, you know, new players coming in the summer, and slowly we're just getting things ticking along.
We asked this of Nigel, and are you starting as a coaching staff, and obviously him as manager, to get in your mind how you want this team to play consistently? And by that I mean, you know, there's only one change today. Higdon came back in as opposed to five between the last two matches. 4-4-2, some of the more experienced players in there. Are things starting to settle down in your heads?
Yeah, things are, you know, beginning to settle down, but it's, you know, we through the summer we wanted to bring certain players to the club, and you know, the gaffer wants to play a certain way, and he wants to get the ball down, he wants to pass the ball, which I think we do. But I think anybody who's seen us in the last two games has probably the two results have come from as two scrappiest performances. But I think that reflects in the league. You know, you're not always going to be allowed to play football. You know, at home they've come, and to be fair to Crawley, they've set the stall out, they've come and they've been hard to break down. You know, and I think that's where the frustration comes from. And then that's where we've got to be better in possession, we've got to move the ball quicker, you know, and we've got to be a little bit more positive with his passes at times. But it's difficult. It is difficult when teams come and set up like that.
There's been a lot of talk about the younger players in the team, and I suppose in the future we'd like to talk to you in depth about Harrison Baguy. There's not a great deal of time now, but one of the old stages in Ben Davis, he started this season brilliantly and arguably again was the best player on the pitch today.
Yeah, I think he has been through, you know, even through pre-season. You know, he's worked through pre-season. You know, he's running everything that we've asked him to do, the pre-season games, and that shows in the league games. And I think, to be honest, you know, it's testament to, you know, somebody of Ben's age that he's looked after himself, which he does. You know, and he deserves his place in the team. You know, whether that being at right back the first few games, or you know, one on right midfield. Mm-hmm. You know, today and Tuesday night.
Murphy played down the centre a bit today as well. I mean, that gave you another option, and arguably today brought the best out of him. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's particularly the second half. That's the best Murph played. You know, and it's a difficult one with Murph. You know, is he a wide player coming off the left? You know, which he had a lot of success last season. But, you know, we know he can play in there anyway, you know, particularly with Michael Higdon, with the relationship that they had up at Motherwell. But, I think Murph's another one. He's just been a little bit of a slow burner through pre-season. And, you know, I think he's just, again, beginning to find his feet, a little bit of confidence, a little bit of sharpness. So, you know, we're just gradually getting players back and going.
Following on from today, anybody injured? You've still got Skugel, who's a concern right now, haven't you? And Wallace, but is everybody else okay?
Yeah, everybody else is okay. You know, a few knocks today, which you expect from a league game. But no, I think James will try and get an hour in the under-21s on Monday. Just keep him ticking along, you know, because he has got a long-standing, you know, injury from last season. We've got to be careful with him, but he's made great progress.
And what about this tie at West Ham then? How do you see it? I mean, did you have an indication yet as to how they might play? Looking forward to getting back into the Cup.
Yeah, we are looking forward to the Cup, and it's one of them games that we had last year, you know, away at Fulham, away at Villa, but really there's no pressure on us, you know.
Sure you got to the semi-finals of that one?
Yeah, but it is, you know, you're going away to a Premier League club, and, you know, we can have an idea of, you know, how they're going to play, but, you know, they might make 5-6 changes themselves, you know, so we'll prepare, we'll have a look at our team, see we want to change things up, but we can go and play. I enjoy playing at Upton Park because it's a fantastic atmosphere to play in, and it's a good game.